Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Four lines wide open this morning. And generally, you guys start waking up around 9:30, quarter 10. But we're here all day, all morning, I should say, till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. So, got some news about me. My wife convinced me to cut the cable. So I'm going to tell you the story real quick. My cable bill went up $10 more, and my wife said, enough of this, Eric. There's nothing on TV anyways. And she's right. Can we cut the cable? And I said, all right, let's do it. So my cable bill was $218. So that consists of $128 for TV and a $75 package for 50 megabits. Now remember, I've told you this a million times, you don't need a lot of bandwidth to stream and have plenty of internet and all that. Don't let them talk about devices connected to your network. It's all mumbo jumbo. 50 megabits for the average family. I got three boys streaming like crazy online, internet, yada, yada, yada. 50 megabits is plenty. I'm paying way too much at $75 for 50 megabits, but my total bill was a $218.19 charge. $15 of it is taxes. I bring that up for a specific reason you're not going to believe. So we called them up. I called them up on 9:30 in the morning on a Wednesday, right? Call them right there in the morning. Figure I'm going to talk to the regulars at my internet provider. I live in Southington, so you know who I'm canceling, guys. And call them up and go through menu, 15 different menus to get to the remove service person, who was one cranky woman. And I'm sorry she's in that job. I mean, and she's like, hey, can I offer you a deal or a discount or some bundle? Now, I've been a 25-year customer of this broadband company, to over 25 years. I had hair when I started working with them. And I said, no, there's nothing on TV. We're cutting the service. And, of course, she's trying to up my cable, my internet service, which I told her I don't need. I said, I'm an IT guy. I don't need more bandwidth. I know what I need. 50 megabits is plenty. Oh, you're on a grandfathered plan because they don't even offer 50 megabits anymore. The lowest is 100. But I digress. So I canceled the service. And, of course, I'm on hold all these bunch of different times as she tries to figure out the new service. She warns me that her systems are going to crash and have had issues with her systems. So I'm patiently sitting on hold back and forth. And she comes back and she goes, okay. So remember, my bill is $218.19. My new bill is going to be $114. I'm like, huh? $114? What happened? Well, because you got rid of your bundle, your 50 megabit service went from $74.99 to $83.99 for 50 megabits, which is basically what they charge for new people. Well, for new people, they get it for like $20. But for 25-year folks like me, you can pay about $90 for 100 megabits. Again, you don't need it, but they're charging me $84 for 50 megabits. And then she says something you will not believe. I'm telling the truth. I swear to it. She goes, so you get your $83.99, Eric, and then you got $30 in taxes. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm reducing my services from $218 to $114 or actually to 83, and somehow my taxes doubled? She goes, yes. I'm like, that's impossible. That's not how taxes work. Even in the state of Connecticut, you can't charge more for taxes than the taxes are. Nope, that's what they are, sir. Blame Trump. I swear she said it. She goes, it's blame Trump. I was speechless. I said, look, can I talk to your manager? She puts me on hold again for 15 minutes and gets back to me. And she goes, well, there won't be anybody here for 2.5 to 3 hours that you can speak to. No managers work on Wednesday mornings at this internet provider.
Talk about customer no service.
But she, I swear to you, she said, blame Trump. And so I've cut my cable. Here's what I went to, just so you guys know. Being that I'm an Android guy, I went over to something called the NVIDIA Shield. All right. It's like a Roku. It's like an Android Fire Stick, but it's running Android TV because I'm an Android guy. And so I picked up an NVIDIA Shield. Works beautifully. And we're using YouTube TV. So YouTube TV is $40 a month. And I think the tax is 40 cents. But you go over to the internet provider, they're charging you broadcast surcharges of $10, regional sports surcharges of $9. What is all that? YouTube TV is $40. I get all the sports I really care to need, and my taxes are 40 cents. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to be going to the store in Meriden to drop off my hardware and bring my bill and ask them, is it really $30 for taxes? Because then I got to talk to somebody else at the Department of Consumer Protection, because you can't double the taxes.
Yeah, you cut the service in half the price, and that's actually quadrupling the tax.
It's insane, yeah. That brings it from $15 in taxes to $30, so it doubles it. And but you're right. The actual calculation probably is a quadruple. And I think she was just wrong and just cranky, and she wanted me to be mad at Trump. Where she said it. So I've cut the cable. We'll let you know how it works. Again, 50 megabits working beautifully, high definition, 4K if I want it. No hiccups, no spinning wheels. 50 megabits, folks, is all you need. Now, many of these internet providers are going to say you got to buy 100 megabits because that's all they offer. But you don't need that bandwidth to do what you're doing these days. The issue is what they're going to charge you after you use a terabyte of service if they have caps. Now, my broadband provider does have caps. So after 1,000 gigs, which is a terabyte of data in a month, they're going to start charging. So we'll see how that goes. And I warn my wife. But there's more news on this front. T-Mobile. Now, we've had a caller every now and again who calls from the sticks about his T-Mobile service, how he gets his internet from T-Mobile. This is a March 21st, 2019 story. T-Mobile starts testing wireless home internet service. For $50 a month, you'll get 50 megabits, unlimited, high speed. It'll be faster than broadband anyways, but you only need 50 megabits over LTE with no caps. Cable, you guys should be scared to death. So we're all worried about fiber coming in. We're hoping for fiber to come in. Who cares anymore? If you can get this service, you could literally cut the cable, go in there with your old coax and hand it off to the broadband company and say, pound sand, guys. You didn't care about me after 25 years. I'm going wireless. And I cannot wait. I am so anxious for this service, I can taste it. So 50 megabits. We'll put the link up here. This is where we want to go. So you can actually cut the cable. And again, all you need is 50 megabits to get plenty of entertainment all day long. And as long as it's unlimited, you're good. If they throttle you, because you know there's a lot of services out there, wireless services that talk about unlimited, but then they throttle you. I mean, the California firefighters found out what their Verizon unlimited service was all about when they stopped the service because they were using it too much fighting the fires. Right, that's why you saw those ads during the Super Bowl where Verizon's trying to make nice with all the urgent responders. Remember those ads? It's because they throttled the firefighters out there with their unlimited service when they're fighting the fires. Their unlimited had a limit. In this case, T-Mobile is saying they're not going to do it, and they really should. If you're a cable provider, you should be running scared, or lower your price.
Well, can't do that. How are you going to pay for all those fancy ads and all those Hollywood stars?
Or all the mailing you get. How many mailings do you get from your broadband provider?
I get something
like two or three
several times a week.
Yeah.
You know, they want me to call in and talk about my cable service, which I'm paying way too much
yes,
for.
Yes, you are.
And, you know.
We won't even go there, Bob. Yeah. But I'll put this link up for you guys. So I've cut the cable. We'll let you know how it goes. If you want to talk about cutting the cable, feel free to get online. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Anything else you want to bring up there, Bob? You had a news article.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You want to talk about the Medtronics thing?
Yes. The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, reveals some...
Homeland Security?
DHS.
Oh, there. This is a Homeland Security issue with a medical device.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Some Medtronic heart defibrillators are vulnerable to hacking.
Oh, boy.
A hacker could mess with the settings of defibrillators, the warning noted.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. Okay?
Yeah.
The Department of Homeland Security warned on Thursday that 20 Medtronic products are vulnerable to short-range hacking. The list of hackable products includes 16 implantable heart defibrillators. Easy for me
that.
To say.
Yeah.
An attacker could alter the settings of someone's device by manipulating its radio link.
Yikes.
The warning said. And in others... are in-home bedside monitors for the defibrillators and programming computers used by the doctors. The vulnerability may impact up to 750,000 devices.
Oh, boy.
The Star Tribune reported the defibrillators in question are inserted beneath the skin and can shock a patient's heart back to normal rhythm if it becomes irregular.
Mm.
Researchers found that the Medtronic's proprietary Kinexus radio frequency wire telemetry protocol...
Yeah.
Which is used by the devices, doesn't have any kind of...
security, handshaking, right?
Security or a login, what you call it?
Credentialing.
Credentialing.
You can just connect to anything you want.
So, yeah. So, anyway, Medtronic is developing a series of software updates to secure the wireless communication affected by these issues.
Yeah.
The first update is scheduled for later in 2019, subject to regulatory approvals.
Nice.
So... what have I been saying?
I know. I know. If you got a, again, these medical devices, they only seem to work on making the thing work. Obviously, for the heart, which is important, but you got to make sure that the authentication. You want the right person talking to your defibrillator. You don't want some bad guy.
Who would want to log into your defibrillator and shut it off?
I don't know.
Depends on who has it, I guess.
Yeah. Who have you upset? So that's a little scary. So hopefully Medtronic is going to work on that. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got two lines open for you guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you want to talk about cutting the cable, feel free to get online with that as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I'm not sure if I told you what I was using for my TV service. I chose YouTube TV. And YouTube TV, you just put in your zip code. You get all the local channels. And they gave me more sports than I really care to need. With my old cable TV service, I couldn't even watch UConn play without paying some extra fee. It was a nightmare. Here I can, you get plenty of access to that. Of course, you can stream Netflix and... if you have Amazon Prime, you get all the Amazon Prime. I mean, it's a massive amount of entertainment for a whole lot less cost. And it works beautifully. It works really, really, really well. You have to kind of get used to it a little bit. But you pick it up in about an hour and a half. You figure it out how to navigate fairly easily. Just don't leave it streaming while you're not in the room, right? Jiggle the handle. Jiggle the handle. All right. Let's go to your calls. You're going to go to Ken in Windsor first. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Great show, I'm sure, as always.
We're trying. Thank you.
I have a question about security with tax software.
Mm.
I was using a package that I use every year, one of the major ones.
Yeah.
And you used to be able to import your W-2 forms and the data directly into the software.
All right.
But now you can import all your financial forms, your 1099s for interest, dividends, bartering, your retirement income. You can import all that from all your financial firms.
Mm-hmm.
So in the software, you go to a drop-down list, and you select your brokerage firm,
mm-hmm.
then you put in your your online account username and password, and boom, it fills out all the forms, imports all the data into your software, and fills out all the forms.
Okay, nice.
Well, nice, but I've just given someone my password, haven't I?
So you have, and the big question is, are they smart enough, unlike Facebook, which, well, we have a story on that, to not store your information unencrypted? So you're right to be concerned. You're hoping that this tax service that you're using is smart enough to encrypt that data. If they're keeping it in some table on some Amazon cloud that everyone can look at, then you're in huge trouble, right? Now, that's a little crazy of an example, but unfortunately, this happens way too much. But you are exactly that. You're trusting this tax service is encrypting that password so that they don't have access to your stuff as well and start making some changes to your investments.
Well, now, here's the question that I have.
Yeah.
I'm running the software on my computer, doing my taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I access any of those brokerage firms using a different browser or a different computer or a different location, they all have two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
So, boom, they're going to say, I'm going to send you a code to make sure it's really you.
Oh, good point. Are you getting that with your tax service?
No.
Oh, boy.
They got some sort of a special deal with the brokerage houses and whoever.
Right. They've worked out the quote-unquote security. So here's the thing. Between the brokerage house and your tax software, you have to trust that they've done a good job. And, of course, everything you're signing on the ULA agreement for using the software says you're holding them harmless when all your money is extracted from your accounts.
Yeah.
So two-factor is not happening when those two systems talk to each other because they're moving the data back and forth. But you're right, Ken, to think about it the way you're thinking about it. You have to trust that your tax software is going to properly secure your login credentials to your stuff. Now, what you could do is after you're done with your taxes, go change your passwords on all your financials that you've connected to your tax software, because you're not going to have to do this for another year, right?
Right, right.
So if you want to at least do something to eliminate the fact that they have that access to that data, change your passwords. Right? Then you're all set. So do your taxes. Go to all your login credentials, change all your passwords, which you should be doing on a regular basis anyways. And now you're in better shape.
Okay.
If you're concerned. If you're not concerned, leave them the way you are.
See, a few years ago, before I changed financial companies, they used to send me a statement that had a unique ID.
Right.
So I would go to that part in my tax software and drop down the company, the financial company, and put in the unique ID that was in their paperwork.
Right.
And I never had to put my login and password.
All right.
So then it just imported it that way. But it was kind of, you know, it was this just the company and the unique ID that they gave me.
So there was no even password at all. They just sucked the data in without credentials.
Correct.
Interesting.
But, you know, it was because that one unique ID was tied to, and I got that in the mail.
Okay. And that still works?
Huh?
That still works?
No, well, it only had to work that 1 year.
Oh, gotcha. So I don't know, Ken. I'm not sure if we've helped you necessarily, but I think you're right to be concerned. And I would change my passwords if I was using that service just to make sure that nobody else could connect to my systems after I did my taxes. That makes sense?
Yes. And I tried to contact them, and they said, well, you need to talk to our security people. And they said there was like a 50-hour wait.
So you're not alone in this question, I suspect. So, well, good luck, sir.
I did make them more complicated passwords than I've ever had before.
Well, that's great. I got to go to a hard break here. Good luck, sir.
Thank you very much for a great show.
You're welcome. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock taking your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Two lines open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC and 522-WTIC. And I've cut my cable. My wife finally said enough is enough, and cut my cable, and I'm over to YouTube TV. 50 megabits, plenty of bandwidth. It's not the bandwidth, man. It's the data usage. Don't worry about the bandwidth. All right, you don't need 300 megabits to get your streaming videos. Mine are, nice TV, high resolution, 4K, 50 megabits is all you need. It's the data. So the big question I'm going to have in my house is how much my internet provider is going to charge me when I go beyond a terabyte of data when my boys are home. Because those guys just are streaming like crazy. And they have been. Now,
are they data hogs?
They just think data comes, they don't understand that data has mass.
Well, everything's free on the internet. Yeah,
according to Chris Murphy. Let's go to Rudy in Florida next. Hey, Rudy, what's up?
Hey, guys. When I lived in Middlefield, I cut the cord about 3 years ago.
Nice.
And I went with T-Mobile. I got a data tablet added to me for $25 a month.
Yep.
They do throttle me at 50. But
right, 50 gigabytes.
They don't throttle you when you're using certain apps or streaming, like YouTube TV and Sling TV doesn't get throttled.
Oh, sweet. So that's where the whole net neutrality thing came in. They didn't want, the government didn't want those options there for you.
Exactly.
And so that's great. So T-Mobile already was kind of on ahead of the curve there, giving you those services without being throttled. Good.
And it's evolving every day. Now,
yeah.
I was a Mac guy.
Yeah.
And, but my tablet was an Android.
Yeah.
So I use ScreenBeam if you don't have a modern TV. I had a TV from 2013 and it didn't have the screen share in it.
Yep.
But now I've upgraded to LG with screen share.
All right.
So I just have to pull down on my tablet or my Android phone, hit screen share, open up YouTube TV.
Yep.
And bam, it connects in 30 seconds.
Good.
And YouTube TV is definitely the best service out there.
I think so.
Probably PlayStation View is pretty good, too.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I heard that's good, too. So they're all pretty, Sling out there, too. They're all pretty good options. The key really is that throttle question, and you're already ahead of the curve there if T-Mobile's not. So wireless cellular services generally start throttling their quote-unquote unlimited service after you consume 50 gigs. Now, 50 gigs, it is easy to consume with a couple of high-definition movies or streaming. I mean, really easy. But they're not throttling you for Netflix or those other services.
No,
they're letting that go.
Netflix, YouTube, they even have their own TV package, which isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to Google this. Level 3, they purchased a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And I think it was out of Denver. And it was a fiber cable company that was also going cellular.
Yep.
And they were supposed to roll out T-Mobile TV.
Nice.
So I think this T-Mobile project you said where you get the home internet for $50.
Yep.
I think it's the prelude because if I got them right, they originally were going to have like one little box that would give you internet and TV in your house.
Right.
Like what you're talking about.
Yep.
And it, Wi-Fi your whole house.
Yep.
So if I was the head of that company down in Philadelphia or the one in Stanford, I'd be a little bit scared of cellular companies right now.
They should be, and I can't wait. I love the fact that we might actually have competition in broadband, and the old, stupid cable lines there are going to have to actually step up and compete. And T-Mobile is, I'm excited as heck about it because when they merge with Sprint, which is the whole thing going on too, 50 megabits cellular Wi-Fi is plenty of broadband.
You have one other thing to watch. AT&T and Time Warner just hooked up, and they already have DirecTV.
Yeah.
So AT&T customers get DirecTV on their phone unlimited for like $30, $40 a month and stream to their TV.
Well, that's the thing. And you don't seem to mind, Rudy, doing that extra step of getting it on your device and then chucking it up to your TV. I would just like to have
seconds.
Yeah, no, I know, and you're fine with that. But for a lot of people, believe it or not, they're not fine with that. It's not that easy for some folks to do that. So, using a device like I'm using with the NVIDIA Shield, if I was just able to get a cellular modem that I would plug into my router like I do now with my cable modem, right? It's easy. Then I don't have to worry about any of that extra step. Then I'm just connecting to my streaming device, whether it's a Roku or a Shield or whatever. Well, and
no. Do you have a smart TV?
Yeah.
Well, ScreenBeam Mini is a Roku stick. You could get it at, I don't know if you want me to say store names. But
it doesn't matter. You can get it anywhere.
Yeah, Best Buy has them.
Yeah.
It doesn't it's Bluetooth technology, so you don't even need to have a home Wi-Fi set up. It will talk to any Bluetooth device, and on their homepage, they'll list what phones are capable with this stick.
I like to, though, at least still incorporate my filtration, right? So I'd rather my cellular service go through my router nice and clean through OpenDNS, give me that nice security that I like, right? So yeah. I would still have to incorporate, in my opinion, some nice secure firewall in between my cellular service and my televisions. So that's what I would want. Yes, you can do it the way you explained. And even my smart TV has Android TV built in, but I decided to go with a device that's kind of designed for streaming because I wanted that performance. And NVIDIA is known for their video technology, right? So I figured I'd kill a couple of birds there with that technology. But I appreciate you listening down there in Florida. Where are you?
I'm in Lakeland. It's halfway between Orlando and Tampa. I usually call in to talk to Jim in the morning.
Oh.
And Matt knew who I was on Sound Off Connecticut.
Oh, gotcha. So you're a regular.
Yeah, I've been down here for about 14 months to avoid
the taxes and tolls and
customer service telling me blame it on Trump.
I swear to you, I'm not making that up. Most people are not going to believe me, but she said it with a straight cranky face.
Can I tell you this? I bartend down here. I was in sales and I had my own business up there, but I bartend down here and it is refreshing. You do not hear any liberal talking points down here. If you either hear conservative anti-Trumpers or you hear pro-Trumpers, but if you're one of those like far left progressives, you'll get a beating if you talk.
We don't want anybody beating anybody up, but I hear you. Thanks, Rudy.
Yep.
Take it easy. So he cut the cable. Feel free to call in if you're thinking about cutting the cable. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC.
I may go down and join him in a couple of years.
I know. Flee for your lives. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. We have three lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. You're listening also on the stream over at radio.com. You can listen to us there. And, of course, we're podcast on radio.com, so don't forget that. And everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you go to Facebook and you like our company, Tab Computer Systems, on Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it might get into your news feed, all these links. And of course, if you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, we'll get there as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to get right to your calls. We're going to go to Paul in Chester first. He's been on the longest. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have, it's probably a complicated question.
Oh, boy.
And
perfect for radio. Perfect.
And a lot of people will probably get bored.
Oh, it's exactly what they want here.
Links on your site or something. But it's folder permissions.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is all Windows world.
Which Windows? Which operating system? Windows 10?
10. And I believe when I pulled the drive from my old computer, it was Windows 10 at that point, too. I don't think it was 8.1. But anyway, I had a computer, a desktop, that died.
All right.
And this was an external drive, so, okay, no big deal. Yeah. Pulled it out. When I got my new laptop, plugged it into the new one. And most of the drive I could access without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There were a handful of directories that will let me look at what's there, but I can't do anything with it. It says I'm not authorized.
Okay, so you don't have the admin password, or you're not using the admin password that was used on the other machine.
So when you go into that and you right click and you choose on the properties of the folders. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go to the security tab.
Oh, okay, yep.
Okay. And under that, it'll give you a list of groups and usernames.
Yeah.
And if you click on each one, you'll see what the permissions are.
Yes.
So, you know, for instance, you could check on authenticated users, for instance, or administrators, and it'll have the name of your computer, plus it'll say administrators. And if it doesn't show you that
you have full control and everything underneath, then you want to click on Edit. And when you click on Edit, you click on the administrators, and you check off full control, if it'll let you. If it doesn't, then you go back a screen and you go to Advanced, okay? And then you can do a number of things. You can do auditing, you can do effective access, but typically you go on permissions and you would add, like, the authenticated users or the users.
Of this new machine.
Of your new machine. And then just put in full control. And then you should have access. It'll ask you if you want to allow inheritable permissions. So then there's a checkbox down at the bottom that says, replace all child object permission entries with inheritable permissions from this object. Once you do that, you should have full access to everything.
Huh. Did you get that, Paul?
KB, you know, the bulletins from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I printed out that three or four page monstrosity.
Yeah.
And I got permissions back for maybe a good dozen directories.
Uh-huh.
But there's still five or six that are absolutely will not let me do a thing.
Did you try based on, you know, did Bob's instructions kind of mirror some of those KB article instructions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And I don't know why I got, you know, stuck with those other ones.
Are you sure that there's data in there you're worried about, Paul?
Well, I'm trying to save it all. I mean, it's quite a bit of stuff.
Okay. Have you tried logging in as the admin of the old machine, using the admin credentials of the old system? The old system was probably Windows 7, right?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking it was 10. Because I've had 10 since the beginning.
Well, once you take ownership, As an admin,
right.
You should be able to change anything with that, because basically you own that folder.
Right.
And everything underneath of it. But you got to check allow inheritable permissions, and it may be a step that you missed because it's down in the lower left-hand corner.
I'm writing this down.
Security is hard, Paul. That's why all of our passwords keep getting leaked by these big cloud providers. Security is hard.
Yeah, and then you have a lot of programmers out there that do custom programming.
Yeah.
And to get around that, they just add in everybody full control.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of these commercial private applications have basically no security on them.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
All right, Paul?
All right, well, we'll give that a shot. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, moving on to Jim in my hometown of Southington. What's up, Jim?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I just thought I'd call and give my input on internet TV.
Sure, what do you got?
I have DirecTV.
All right.
And I just, after you guys were talking about YouTube, I went and looked at YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is $40 a month.
Yes.
It gives you a nice wider range of channels.
Yes.
However, DirecTV is $50 a month. I've had it about a year, and their app has come a long way since they instituted it about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $50 a month.
Yep.
Unfortunately, with YouTube, with DirecTV, they've had a price increase of three times.
Ooh.
Over that period of time.
Yep.
But each time they had a price increase, they improved their app. You can also record TV shows with mm-hmm. DirecTV.
Sure.
And I think it's a little bit better than YouTube in all actuality.
All right.
There's no throttling.
Right.
So you can watch as much as you want.
Well, it all depends on your internet provider. Who's your internet provider?
My internet provider is Frontier.
Okay.
So I think it's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
I just thought I'd give my input and my
your experience.
My experience with DirecTV.
How much did you save?
How much do I save? Well, with their increases, I'm still saving a lot of money.
Yep.
Because when my promotion ended with Frontier, my television just for having Frontier TV would have gone up to about $150.
Yeah, it's even more than mine that I cut.
Yeah, the cable companies really rip you off when it comes to TV. Yeah. But you know what? They're getting smart with their internet. because in some cases their internet is going up to compensate for the loss of TV.
Only because there's no competition. So when T-Mobile comes in, when others come in, that'll finally get pushed back too, because we shouldn't be paying more than a dollar a megabit.
Yeah, it's crazy how much all these things are.
Yeah, even less than a dollar a megabit would be really what we should be paying.
Yeah.
A dollar a meg or a dollar a gig?
Meg. For broadband. You only need 50 megs. So 50 bucks for 50 megs is still high, but it's probably fair. I'm paying 83 for 50 megs.
Yeah.
That's not right.
They really get you.
I know, because there's no competition, and that's because of our legislators allowing it.
Yeah.
We're the only country in the world that's like, well, you guys get that, you guys get that, and make sure you contribute to my campaign. Both of you.
Well, at any rate, I thought I'd call and give my input.
Thanks,
Jim. And my poll for DirecTV.
All right.
Which is, by the way, with the latest upgrade that they did, they dropped their initial subscription, and they went to two others and that are only available now. But the old people who signed up earlier on are able to keep the old promotion or prescription. However, you're able to keep that, but if you want, you can change to one of the newer ones, but you can't change backwards. You can't go backwards. Once you change, you've lost that one. But the only difference with the two new ones is the lineup of TVs is not as large, but you also get HBO for free.
No, that's a $15 value.
Yeah, so they throw in HBO. So there's a little bit of give and take.
Yeah,
you know, with different. Yeah,
you're saving some money there.
Yeah, but DirecTV is still. I think DirecTV is probably the best one out there.
All right,
I just looked at YouTube. I know you're talking about it.
That's what I chose. Yeah, I'm just letting people know what I did.
Yeah, but I look and Sling. Mm-hmm. Sling actually is not that great because their lineup of television stations is not that great. One of the biggest drawback with Sling TV is CBS is not on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, YouTube's got all the local channels.
Yeah, YouTube and DirecTV have all the local channels. So
nice.
Sling TV is, I don't think is all that great. Actually, I think it's a waste of money.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you for chiming in, sir.
Anyway, that's my input.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. And there's another cord cutter. And if you want to let us know your story of cutting the cable, I just did mine. I'm going to be bringing back my hardware. Just so you know, the hardware I had were two little cable cards that were in my TiVos. So my cable hardware, she's like, after she told me Trump's the reason for my tax increase on my cable bill, she goes, make sure you bring back our hardware in 10 days or we're going to whack you. I'm like, I'll bring back my silly cable cards, which cost me $6 a month total. Don't worry, honey. I'll bring them back. She was cranky. Oof. I got a feeling she gets paid by all the people she keeps, but I got a feeling nobody's calling up saying, oh, there's a new deal. Yeah, I'll take it. No, they're all done. We're done. We're done, I tell you. Let's go on to Danny, our resident groupie in Glastonbury. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. I'm thinking about buying one of those outdoor trail cameras that take infrared pictures at night.
Okay.
And it says it needs a SD card and a SD card reader.
Yes, sir.
Now, is there any brand for SD card readers that are better than any other?
No, I mean, pretty much any USB. Where are you going to connect it to? Your wife's computer?
Yeah, I'm going to put it into my wife's HP.
Yeah, actually, you may want to check to see if she already has a reader. She might. But if she doesn't, any brand of SD reader out there is good. And I like SanDisk for my SD cards.
Right. That's what I usually get for the little minis with my tablet.
Yeah.
And well, let's say I'm looking at the front of the her tower now. Where is the SD card reader go into?
It'd be very apparent. It would actually have a slot that says SD reader if it's a laptop or if it's a computer. It would have it right there, very apparent for you. If it's not there, it's not there.
Okay, now that wouldn't be where we have the wireless thing plugged into.
No. That's a USB port, probably.
Oh, okay.
But, so go out and get a card reader, and you get one that'll handle multiple cards, and you'll be in good shape, Danny.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're here till 11. We'll be right back.